A prayer from the collection, Prayers for the Precious, all rights reserved, www.newpromise.net. Peace. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, called faithful and true, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, our fortress, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear us, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to us according to the multitude of your tender mercies. To you and your entire family, the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying for you, giving thanks because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. The Lord make his face shine upon you and your house, and be gracious to you and all of your people. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord put his name on you and your house and bless you and your family. Peace to you and all of your people. Peace to your house and peace to all that you have. Peace on every side and all around you and your house. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your house. For God has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed you and your children. He makes peace in your borders. You and your family shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. The Lord's kindness shall not depart from you and your house, nor shall his covenant of peace be removed. You and your house shall enter into peace. You and your family shall rest in your beds, each one of you walking in your uprightness. The Lord will bring you and your people health and healing. He will heal you and yours and reveal to you and your house the abundance of peace and truth. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord of hosts shall break Satan's yoke from your neck and burst your bonds. For the chastisement for your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you and yours are healed. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his peace there will be no end. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is great to the ends of the earth, you shall dwell in the land that the Lord has given you, your children and your children's children forever. The Lord will make a covenant of peace with you and your house, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with you and your family. He will establish you and your people and multiply you, and he will set his sanctuary in your midst forevermore. The Lord will fight for you and your house, and you shall hold your peace. He will give peace in your land, and none will make you or your family afraid. He will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. He shall give to you and your family his covenant of peace, and it shall be to you and your descendants after you a covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Upon your house there shall be peace forever from the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. His praise endures forever. The Lord God is our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is his name. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him, nor is there any rock like our God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among the nations. Therefore, let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful, for it pleased the Father that in Jesus all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once was alienated and an enemy in your mind by wicked works, it he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable in his sight. May you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let you and your family lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In Christ we pray that you and your house will flee youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, that you will pursue peace with all men and holiness. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your house in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, for at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, in Jesus' name, now may the God of hope fill you and your house with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May you and your people acquaint yourselves with Jesus Christ and be at peace. Thereby, goodwill comes to you and your house. Let you receive instruction from God's mouth and lay up his words in your heart so that you will be built up. You and your family will remove iniquity far from your house. In Christ we pray, you and your family will not forget his law, but let your hearts keep his commands, for length of days and long life and peace will be added to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Let you be complete, be a good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps your pathway. May the Lord make a covenant of peace with you and your house, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and you and your family will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring, the dawn of the morning, from on high visited you, to give light to those who sit in darkness, and the shadow of death, to guide your feet into the way of peace. In his name, Jesus Christ, in Christ we ask that the God of heaven and the God of truth make you and your house and the places all around you and your house a blessing. May it cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Your land shall be quiet and peaceful, for the Lord will give peace and quietness, rest from all your enemies all around. The God of peace, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, will crush Satan under your feet. In Christ we pray that you and all of your family will wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you and your house to inherit the land, and you and your people shall delight yourselves in the abundance of peace. You shall know that your house is in peace, and also that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the earth. You shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain ripens in its season. You shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity of the earth. The Lord will deliver you and your people from this present evil age. You and your house shall flourish like a palm tree. You and your people shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For you are planted in the house of the Lord, and you shall flourish in the courts of your God. You shall still bear fruit in old age. You shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is your rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You shall go to the Father in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. Now the God of peace be with you and your house. Surely the Lord your God has shown you his glory and his greatness. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to the way, the Lord has redeemed your soul in peace from the battle which was against you. He has lovingly delivered your soul from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all your sins behind his back, and you are a new creation. Having been justified by faith, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let you take hold of his strength, that you shall make peace with God. May you and your people all come to the Lord Jesus, and he shall cause you and your house to take root. You shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. May you and your people elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and your house and peace be multiplied. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. In the name of Jesus Christ, in him all things exist. Therefore, let you and your house receive the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. May the fruit of righteousness be sown in peace by you and your house. Let you be a person of understanding, counselor of peace, with joy and gladness in your heart, being among the peaceable and the faithful, loving truth and peace, a peacemaker. May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you and your house what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Glory, honor, and peace to you and your people, everyone who works what is good. In Christ we pray that you and your family will not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition to God, subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. May the Lord God establish peace for you, for he has also done all your works in you. In Jesus you shall have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for through Jesus you shall overcome and yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. You shall have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, and serve Christ in these things, and be acceptable to God and approved by men. The kingdom of God has come near to you. The work of your righteousness will be peace, and the effect of your righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Let you keep your mind on the Lord. Also trust in him, and the Lord will keep you in perfect peace. In Christ we pray that your ways will please the Lord, and he will make even your enemies to be at peace with you and your house. Peace to your house. Peace will rest upon it. God the Holy One, his glory covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation, the Lord grant you the peace of Jesus, and let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the name of Jesus, because his judgment is righteousness, let you and your people be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. In Christ we pray that you and yours will depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Let you and your family pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men, being spiritually minded, receiving life and peace, being edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, being multiplied. May the Lord of peace himself give you and your house peace always in every way. The Lord be with you and your house. Let you and your people be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you and your people the petitions which you have asked of him, and guide your feet in the way of peace. Grace, mercy, love, and peace be with you and your house from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Let us hear and let us take it to heart to give glory to his name. In the name of Jesus, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. In Christ we pray that you and your people will fear the Lord your God as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. The Lord shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. You and your family shall flourish and have an abundance of peace until the moon is no more. The thoughts the Lord thinks towards you and your house are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and yours a future and a hope. For God is the author of peace. The Lord has seen your ways and will heal you. He will also lead you and your family and restore comforts to you. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near. Peace to you and your house, says the Lord. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you and your house shall be established. You and your people shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you and your house. You and yours shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For the Lord has set you and your people apart for himself. You shall walk in the wisdom of the Lord on the path of peace. You shall speak the truth and give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Your peace is like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. May the presence of the Lord be with you on your way. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards you and your house. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. As God's elect, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, King, eternal, immortal, invisible, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In him who is the last Adam, a quickening spirit, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints.
Let us praise the name of God with a song, and let us magnify him with thanksgiving.
God said it, we believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.